Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Believe Corner Radio Show. I'm your host, Ebony Archer, and you just listened to my song, Gotta Believe in Me, which is now available worldwide on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. You can also buy the ringtone at any mobile carrier, Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, whatever you have. You can definitely get the ringtone. Once again, that song is Gotta Believe in Me. And I just thank you, the listeners, for once again supporting our show. We have been doing this for 2 years. So I just thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in, listening, promoting the show. We are definitely here, still here, 2 years strong because of you. So we definitely, on behalf of YSO Radio, we definitely want to show our appreciation to you, the listeners. If you want to connect with us and, you know, just kind of find out what we're about to do and the things that we're about to released to you guys in the atmosphere in the next couple of weeks. Make sure you like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/YouSpeakOutTVShow. Check out our website, YouSpeakOut.net. Follow us on Twitter at YouSpeaksOut as well. Also, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday here at Right Wise Radio. We got different guests there. We're coming on, different celebrities we'll be interviewing this year. So you definitely want to be tuning in to listen to the good guests and awesome guests that we have lined up for you. Also, make sure that you follow me on social media at facebook.com/EbonyArcher2. Again, it's facebook.com/EbonyArcher2. Also, follow me on Twitter at EbonyArcher2. Check out my website, www.ebony-archer.com. And if you want to listen to my music, you can check it out at www.soundcloud.com/EbonyArcher. Or check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/EbonyArcher as well if you want to check out some of the videos that I post. But before we bring on our guests this evening, I do have a couple announcements. This summer, we'll be launching the Gotta Believe Me Apartment Tour in Chicago, starting June 19th. If you're just now tuning in or you're just now getting to know who we are, the Gotta Believe in Me Empowerment Tour is all about empowering the youth and young adults in the fields of entrepreneurship, leadership, media entertainment, and self-development. We just want to let the youth know that no matter what they face in life, no matter what the challenges are, that we are going to teach them how to empower and motivate themselves when they do not have nobody else around to do so. So this is just definitely a movement, definitely a tour that is going to go bigger over the years. And we definitely want you, the listeners, you that's tuning in right now, to be a part. We're coming to Chicago, Detroit, Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Brooklyn, D.C., Minneapolis, Milwaukee, in Miami, and Orlando. So we're hitting quite a few cities. So you're in those cities and you want to go and volunteer. You want your child or, you know, a young person that wants to perform, to speak, to become a vendor, definitely email our business manager at Alicia Mathias at inspiredbypurpose.net. Again, it's Alicia Mathias at inspiredbypurpose.net to learn more how you can be involved and support the movement. Also, we're always looking for guests to be on our radio shows. If you are a singer, you're an artist, you're a poet, business owner, or just an individual that has a positive message and wants to share, please email me at EbonyArcher@inspiredbypurpose.net. Again, that's EbonyArcher@inspiredbypurpose.net. And send me your bio and your link to be considered as a guest, and I'll definitely be with you within 48 hours. And so definitely the Belief Corner is all about giving a voice, shining a light on those that we feel like they need to be heard and people need to know. And so definitely make sure, once again, if you want to become a guest, email me at EbonyArcher@inspiredbypurpose.net. Again, we're going to take another quick music break. But after the music break, we are going to bring on our guest. More waiting. We definitely want you to listen to, you know, this female entrepreneur. I always love to support our own female entrepreneurs and women in business. She goes by the name of Delisha Bankhole. So you definitely want to stay. I'm sorry, guys, can't talk tonight. You definitely want to keep tuning in to listen to what she has to say and, you know, the businesses and new ventures that she has coming up. So right from this break, bringing her on quickly. Remember that you are tuning in to the Leaf Corner Radio Show. And I'm your host, Ebony Archer. Stay tuned.
Like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things. And suddenly the church girl, I was a
Welcome back to the Believe Corner Radio Show. Once again, I'm your host, Ebony Archer, and you just listened to Tasha Page with her song, Different. And you're just now tuning in. We have a very special guest with us this evening. She's a, you know, a female entrepreneur. She's a woman of business. She's on the rise. She's doing her thing right here in Chicago. And so I'm just very excited for her to be a guest on our show. So without further ado, I want to bring to you guys Miss Delicia Williams, Bank Hold. Are you on the line?
I am on the line, Ebony. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain whatsoever. So it's a little bit cold, though, trying to stay warm.
I know, right?
trying to stay warm. So, but, you know, you can go ahead. You might just tell the listeners who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on your show. We've been trying to connect for a while now, probably almost a year or so, for me to come on your show. So I really appreciate it and the opportunity to come on your show. So my name is Delicia Boncoli. Okay, and I am an entrepreneur from Chicago. That's okay. I know it looks a little strange phonetically, I know. I am an entrepreneur from Chicago. I've been an entrepreneur since August of 2009. I started out in direct sales, and somehow on my entrepreneurial journey, I found my passion, which is fundraising. And so I've just been diligent and strategic, partnering with other business leaders, other organizations to put my fundraising program in front of organizations and families that need assistance and support in the fundraising circle. So That's what I've been doing. I started my own business because my direct sales company, they went out of business, and so I still needed an incentive to support the fundraisers. And so I did some restructuring like the corporates do, and I revamped and I came up with Cocktails for Entertainment. And that's the concierge service, and we provide fundraising solutions, image consulting, and event planning.
Oh, wow. Well, you go ahead with your bad self. Man, I love females and women in business. I definitely say it's the year of the woman. I think, like Beyonce said, girls run the world, right?
I believe so that. I truly believe that. I didn't know. One of my coworkers who's known me for probably 20 years, she was like, I didn't know you had it in you. I said, I didn't know I had it in me either. So it's a whirlwind. It's been a roller coaster, but it's been good. I've taken everything in stride. I don't think that there are any bad events or parties. I think you learn from each instance. You still learn and take something away. Whether you think it was a successful venture or not, it's still a learning experience. And we have to accept that it's for what it is and go back and say, well, did I do everything I was supposed to do to make this a success, or did not? Or, you know, I think you should learn from it. I think we should take anything negative away from an opportunity. I think it should always be a learning experience.
And, you know, with that being a learning experience, you know, you just saying that you didn't know you had it in you to be an entrepreneur. And I know a lot of women, you know, sometimes we're seen as the daughter, the wife, the niece, you know, the, you know, stay-at-home mom, you know, the you know, homemaker. We've seen these things. And I know a lot of women, you know, wants to go on their own and start their own business, or, you know, just want to have their own thing going. And I think what really, I guess, inspired you or encouraged you to start your own business, kind of starting to do your own thing?
Well, excuse me, like I said, I started in direct sales, and it was all because it was a jewelry company. And I love accessories, dressing up, boots, purses, jewelry, all that. So that just kind of, I was like, oh, I can do this. I can sell this jewelry to get free jewelry every month. Great, right? And so then in trying to keep my sales up to meet my quota monthly, I stumbled upon this fundraising program. And so I tweaked it, and I saw a need because during the economic downturn, a lot of families were being, parents were being downsized out of their jobs. A lot of people were, you know, out of work. And the first thing to get cut are the kids' after school programs. We can't afford no longer for you to go to cheerleading and this one play football and that one is in soccer. And those things become expensive. Well, we know that we need to keep the children engaged, right? Right. So it just kind of went hand in hand where here's this fundraising program and I can position this where families can take advantage of it. And so it just kind of evolved. It was never a mission. It was never a goal. It was never, oh, I want to be a fundraiser. It just kind of happened. And I was just open to it and accepted. And it was kind of like, oh, I could do this and I can make this work. And so I've been partnering with marketing strategists and rebranding myself. And now I found out I need to go and have a photo shoot and redo all my social media images and all that. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. So I really, and I've been a civil service worker for 20 plus years.
Do we lose that? Hello, Delisha? I think guys, we lost her. Probably have some technical difficulties right now on the show. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick music break. We'll see if we could get Delisha back on the line. Once again, you're tuning into the Lee Corner Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
can't help but imagine all the things that could go wrong. I'm
on my own.
I'm in the kitchen on the chair reaching for the top shelf. I'm
all alone.
And I'm okay.
Welcome back to the Bleak Corner Radio Show. Once again, I'm your Ebony Archer, and that was Fantasia, Even Angels. I think we have Delisha back on the line. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, I don't know
Hello,
what happened.
Can you hear me?
We lost you in the midst of you talking. So when you left off, we were just talking about how fundraising, you just kind of, it kind of happened, and a lot of times you be doing things and, sometimes as things happen, you don't expect it to, turn into something, but fortunately it did for you, and now you're making a business out of it, and you're helping people. And I just believe that, a lot of people are struggling. It's hard out here, struggling and trying to make ends meet, but mm-hmm. I think it's smart to have a business fundraiser.
It is. And, a parent called me yesterday, and she's like, she heard that they'll be trying to cut out child care initiative here in the state of Illinois. And that's a, assistance program where they help parents pay for a portion of child care. Well, she's like, I can't afford to pay the full tuition. A whole lot of other parents could benefit from it. Absolutely. So let me tell you how the fundraising program works. I'm so excited about it. So I created a fundraising program, and I call it now, it's Shop with the Pot. What it is a there's 50 raffle squares, and they each cost $10. And so when we fill all 50, when a parent fills all 50 of those raffle squares, they'll have a $500 pot, right? $250 goes toward the parent or family or organization we're raising money for, and the other $250, one person out of that 50 wins a $250 shopping spree from one of my small business sponsors. And that's it. So all each parent has to do is get 50 of their friends to donate $10 to Miss Piggy's Daycare Center, or to the Trojans Cheerleading Team, or to Polished Pebbles, Young Girls Mentor Group. And when you do that, the more you do it, the more money you raise. So each family can raise a minimum of $250 every 30 days. If you had an event that it was going to cater to a higher level of patrons, you could have those squares for a big event. You can have those squares $50 each or $100 each, and you can make $5,000 in one night. So, and that's it, a split the pie raffle. So as long as we have sponsors, our small businesses, and they love it, then we got somebody to share. So this is an opportunity for not-for-profits to raise some money and for small businesses to be exposed to more people. And then they get customers and keep their doors open, and they'll increase their product promos and revenue. So I'm excited about it. So we launch Sunday on March 1st. It's called Fearless Five Cocktail Parties. And they'll be rolling cocktail parties on the first of every month in the Chicago area. And we're raising money for different organizations that are under my umbrella, Cocktails for Entertainment. We have, I help out Aspirations of Life. I help out Polished Pebbles in His Grip Ministries. Women Entrepreneurs of America, I'm the Vice President of the Chicago chapter here. And we also help the NKO chapter, charter school from University of Chicago Charter School, the NKO campus. So those are five that I raise, help raise money for. I work on their fundraising projects with them to increase their awareness and funding. And if they need to buy bus passes or what have you for kids, it's always some money around. It might be petty cash, as they call it, but petty cash could pay a bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, petty cash to pay a bill, petty cash to buy some bus cards, petty cash might feed some kids that might not have dinner at home. So, or a parent could win a $250 off their tuition. How about that? So it's endless how families and organizations can utilize the fundraiser program, and I'm so excited about it. I just want to tell everybody, everywhere I get an opportunity to tell about my fundraiser program. So with hashtag Fearless5, and we'll be launching Sunday, March 1st, and we'll be at the Wine Bar in Oaklawn, and that's that cocktail party is complimentary. And from thereafter, the cocktail party is only $25. So we come together for 2 hours once a month. We eat and drink, and we raise some money. That's
it. Creativity.
It's just simple.
It is. I think people like simple. People don't like all this complicated, you know.
I love
things.
Simple.
People like simplicity.
Simple,
like
and
simple
easy.
Too, right?
$10 split it in half. You get your half, I get my half, we out of there. That's it. That is it. No selling of happy apples, and I'm not saying that those things are bad, but sometimes parents, you know, we don't have a lot of time. We have two or three kids. We got to do homework and dinner and work at different shifts and all that. And so here it is, 30 days, you're in, you're out, you get your money, and you go your way.
I like
Can't
that.
Beat it.
I like that.
So I'm excited.
So that's do you think that's why what sets your business apart? It is it provides, like, simple solutions or simple events or simple fundraisers so people can help, you know, raise funds. You think that's what makes your business stand out?
If we plant a small seed, it will grow, and so many people can enjoy the harvest. That's
like
my thing. Be a seed planter. $10. That's your Big Mac value meal and your Starbucks for the day. Donate it to an organization. Just donate those $10, and you might win a $250 shopping spree from whoever. B&G Auto is going to support us, Mika's Cleaning Service, $250 worth of cleaning services at my house. Yeah, let me enter that right now, because it's only $10 to enter, and your chances of winning are 1 in 50. So it's just a nice little package, I think, anyway. And the people that I've presented it to, they like it. And you can attach it to a program that you already have going. We'll be hosting the Women Entrepreneurs of America, the Chicago chapter, is hosting a Mother's Day dinner and comedy show on Mother's Day at the Holiday Inn in Madison. And that will be our first big undertaking, and we're looking to satisfy those five entities, a couple transition homes, a couple female veterans are going to get honored and get some kudos off of that, too. So we're looking to really spread our this May for Mother's Day, so we're excited about that too. And of course, there'll be shopping spree raffles that day. So, because women love to shop, and for $10, I think that's a pretty good odds, 1 in 50 of winning. So
I know that's right. That's plenty.
It's a lot going on, but we're excited. It's a lot going on, but we're excited. We're excited. My team is growing, and we're just looking forward to Sunday. And then Thursday, I've been asked to speak at the Multicultural Community Projects. They have a monthly dinner series, and we talk about different topics for entrepreneurs, be it a business strategizer, how to bring your product to market, grant writing. We've had several organizations and business leaders come in and just sit down and talk to us, strategize with us, and help us. And so this month I'll be speaking to our group about how to host a signature party, signature events can help you brand and market your product. And so sometimes a lot of organizations will have a signature party just for the awareness so people will know that they're there and what they have to offer. And so that's one of the things that I can help organizations do, having signature parties, whether it be a card party or a balloon, air balloon, you know, just something, a signature that would be yours that can help you promote your brand. So we'll be talking about that on Thursday. I'm so excited, Ebony.
Man, I'm trying to keep up with you. She got so much going on.
I know,
on.
Like, people are like, you are just on fire. It seemed like the best thing that could have happened to my business was that when that one door closed on December 1st of 2014, and, like, all of a sudden, here it is, February, and I have just, it's been like a whirlwind. I can't believe it. I cannot believe everything that's going on. I can't believe it.
Man, I need to take my calendar out and try to put in your date. I can keep up with you.
I'm trying to keep up with you, Miss. We're going on tour. You got a lot going on, too.
Well, you know, I think that's what can keep us busy. I think network, you know, is definitely will expand your network. And I think it's daily. I just think, you know, I commend you. I love supporting women in business, you know.
Me too.
Because I love women empowerment. I love supporting other women entrepreneurs. And I just feel like I said, it's the time of the woman. I think it's time for us to rule the world, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just refreshing when I see other women just, you know, doing their thing. So you're definitely doing your thing out here, and you're helping others. And so I definitely love that. And so that if for all the women that's tuning in now and really just want to start their own business or really just want to start their own thing, what is your advice to them?
My advice to them would be to first surround yourself with like-minded individuals. Share your thoughts and ideas with like-minded individuals who are going to support you, who are a resource and an asset to what you have to offer, and they can help you cultivate that. Everybody's not going to be your cheerleader, so you got to go find you some cheerleaders to help you. And I would say be strategic about where you place yourself and your business and your service. If you're offering, I'm offering a fundraising program, so I'm not going to go talk to a bank because we're doing the same thing, trying to get people to come and do business with us. So I'm going to go and look out and see who my target market is and not waste no time with people who are not trying to do business with me. That doesn't make any sense, and you're wasting time. I would say, too, find some people in the profession or some supporters who are a little older than you, a little bit more wiser and more knowledgeable than you, who's been in the game a little bit longer that you can really learn from to help you cultivate your business. I have not been formally trained. I'm not a college graduate. I went through this thing a few years ago. Was I smart enough? I didn't have anything to offer and all this and that. And then look, because I changed my attitude and my thought process, things started to change. It has nothing to do with that I didn't go to college. It was actually sitting down and developing and being open to and accepting new ideas and thinking. One thing I say is don't say no before you know. Don't say N-O before you K-N-O-W. So definitely surround yourself. Surround yourself with a strong support group who's going to push you and say, no, you can do this year. You're going to do it this year. You're not going to wait till next year and do it because you already had, you know, find people that are going to push you to excel, to go to the next level. That's what you need, that push. And what are you waiting for? That's what I'm saying. What are you waiting for? You waiting for the time to be right? No, it's time to never be right. You'll never be have enough money. You're never, the kids will never be old enough because once the kids get old enough, something else will happen. Something else will happen. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it now. Start. What else would I like to say? Something that I go and gain clarity about, I will tell you this. I have accepted the fact that I should not be engaged in any physical activity that's not going to get me closer to my goal. So my days of just hanging out with my girlfriends for GP all willy-nilly, nope, can't do that. In moderation, I can, birthday celebration, something like that. But just because the girls want to go hang out and have lunch, no, because I have work to do. Or I have phone calls to make or I have emails to do. So you have to be strategic about your time and where you're going to place your energy. Because you are cultivating, you are growing, you are building your business, your brand. So you don't have time to waste on non-productive activity. Not saying that I'm all focused and all business. I'm not going to say that. But you have to be strategic about it and methodic about it because you'll look up on Monday you were starting a task and come Thursday you didn't complete it. So now what? Now you're behind. So that's what I would say. But I would say don't quit because if I had quit, I wouldn't be here. I'd tell you that. And I think about that. You can't quit. Quitting is not an option. That's not that you have to start first. And then once you start, quitting is not an option. So you got to make it work.
Make I like it work. That. You hit it right in the nail. I love what you say. It's who you surround yourself by. And be strategic with your time. You know, you definitely got to be strategic in who you surround. You know, and be, you know, I guess, you know, once you're an entrepreneur, it's no such thing as a 9-to-5. It's 24/7.
No.
You know. That 9-to-5 is out the window. It's a 24/7 thing.
Yeah, there's no end time. There's no begin time. Every day, for the last few years, I've set this thing where my working hours are going to be from 9 a.m. until noon. Yeah, right.
Right.
I haven't gotten
wish,
to that
right?
point. Yeah, no, I haven't gotten to that point. It's 24/7. You're right. Yeah, so I think if people want to start their business, to really do some research and see if it's how, check out your competition, see what they charge, what's the going rate, where's your target market. Don't be afraid to explore new markets. If I go into a room and I don't know anyone, hey, I have something to say. I have an offer. I have something that this could be beneficial. No one knows that unless I tell them. A lot of people are afraid to pitch their idea. Oh, that's another thing. Have your pitch ready because you never know when you're going to get pitched, right? So you have to always be ready with your elevator pitch. Oh, if I don't say anything else, you have to be ready with your pitch.
I love
that. That is for sure.
I love it. You have to be ready with your pitch.
You have to be ready for your pitch. You never know.
You
no one in the room knows what you have to offer unless you tell them. So what did you come here for? If you're at an event or networking event and you don't know anyone or what have you, what did you come for? I can't wait for people. Yeah. I love when I go places and they do those who's who in the room. Yes. Pick me. Pick me. Because that gives me an opportunity to practice my pitch, right?
Right.
Someone's going to come and say, hey, I just started my non-for-profit. I just know my friend just started. I just got asked to be the director, you know, sit on a board. Somebody knows someone who has what you have to offer. Don't be afraid for people to tell you no. Change the way you ask them. Want to know my selling secret? People always say, I don't like to sell. They say, I don't, because then we have to fill the raffle square. Moms always say, I don't like selling anything. I say, you're not selling anything. This is what you say. Do you know someone who likes to win a $250 shopping from They're going to say, yeah, I do. What I mean, when you donate $10 to Youth Speak Out, your name is in this raffle. Guess what? That was automatic, right? Or they may say, my sister loved Macy's, my sister loved Kaiser's, my mama loved blah, 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 blah. So now they're going to say, hey, guess what? Ebony's got this fundraiser going on. You could win a $250 shopping spree from blah, blah, blah. You only got to pay $10 to enter. So then there you go. Now they become your mouthpiece. So don't be afraid to open your mouth. You got to change your wording.
I like that. It's how you pitch. It's how you pitch it.
It's
how you
pitch
it. It's how you pitch it.
It's how you pitch it. Yes. Yes.
I love
that's that. That's a seller's secret.
It's how you pitch
and
it. Because you pitch it like.
Anything.
Yeah.
Pitch it right.
You can.
Yeah.
I like that. Pitch it right.
I tell my parents, don't say buy and we don't sell. Because if you say we want to buy, no, I don't want to buy. You want to say sell, people say I don't have any money. They don't hurt. But you said they don't know what organization is money. Or anything. But if you say anyone who might win $250 shots from ba ba ba, they're gonna say yes or no. Right?
Hmm.
You put it on them.
Right.
And now they say, well, I don't, an accounting loves ba 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 ba. Now she goes and tells Sarah down in accounting, somebody else overhears you to Sarah, and they say, well, my mom, and now they become your mouthpiece. Now they coming to you. So I heard you had some squares available. You're raising money for Blasey Skips Daycare. See? That just took the pressure off you from somebody telling you no, and now you're not scared to talk no more.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't.
Man.
College.
Man. I mean, you're so full of wisdom, so we definitely have to. I have an event coming up in August called the I Am Woman Empowerment Series, and we definitely empower women in business, you know, how to be leaders in entrepreneurship and leader in their own business. So I definitely have to get you out.
Well,
I just think
thank
that you,
you Ebony.
A lot to say.
I would love
definitely
that.
Definitely had a lot to say. Yeah, so before we go.
I know. I can talk forever, so shut me up when my time is up.
But before we go, definitely, you know, somebody wants to contact you to do an event, wants you to do a fundraiser for the organization, how can they do so?
They can contact me at cocktailsforentertainment@hotmail.com, and that is how it sounds, cocktails4entertainment@hotmail.com. We are cocktailsforentertainment.com. Through social media, I'm Cocktails for Entertainment on Facebook. I'm the Queen of Bling. If anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, I am the Queen of Bling on Twitter if I have any Twitter followers out there. I'm on Instagram at @forfreebling. I have a YouTube channel. It's Cocktails for Entertainment with some promos for the different fundraising programs we have with some explanations on how you could become a small business sponsor. I am definitely looking for small business sponsorships. They're $75 for 12 months. You get 5 groups. It's, you get a complimentary seat every month at my cocktail parties. Someone will win a $250 shopping spree from your small business. And the list just goes on with the benefits for being small business sponsors. So I can sponsor our Fearless Fire Cocktail fundraisers on the first of every month. Please, please connect with me before Wednesday, tomorrow, because we have to go to print with our media wall. So, but we're Cocktails for Entertainment. You can Google us, hashtag Fearless Five. We're there.
Awesome. You know, I just thank you so much for your guest on the show. I'm excited. And I'm definitely going to be up to some of your events as well, so make sure you keep me posted. And then I'll be sharing them as well on our social media and things like that. Definitely.
I appreciate this opportunity so much. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Oh, no problem. So, yeah, I'm going to contact you about my event in August, so I'll definitely keep you posted to see if you're available to speak. I would love for you to come out and share
please
your
do
expertise and wisdom. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much for taking the time out to be a guest on my show.
Thank you.
I definitely appreciate it so
much. You're welcome.
Anytime you want me to promote anything on the show, you want to come back on, just let me know.
I would love to. Thank you.
Come back.
I would love to. And thank you. You know what? And you have a lot of support. Evan, you're doing a great job with the youth, bringing the youth. I want to do more to support you and see how we can help you generate some more funding. So we'll definitely have to sit down and talk off air. We have to get our calendars together so we can definitely sit down and have a chit-chat.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, definitely. So I'll get with you after the show.
Okay. All right.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Everyone was missed. Delisha, she is definitely somebody you definitely want to connect with. She's the owner of Cocktails for Entertainment. Definitely support her. We got her links on our social media, so definitely check those out. Support her. She's helping people creating fundraisers to help generate funds for not-for-profit businesses. So she's definitely somebody you want to know and get in contact with. So definitely check out her links that we're sharing now. And we just thank you so much for tuning in into the Bleak Corner Radio Show. I'm your host, Ebony Archer. Until next time, be blessed.